15th, Thursday. What is the forum that God desires? Forum isn't just words. A church officer entered an important field. There he saw a gifted child whom God had prepared. However, that child didn't have any parents. At that moment, his thoughts completely changed. I will devote the money that I've saved for my family trip to this child. The following was what he said to his family members who were looking forward to the trip. Today I met a child in the field. In the future, he is going to become a judge. He studies well enough to rank first in his entire school. However, he doesn't have any parents, so his situation is extremely grim. Instead of going on our trip, let's help him. Soon, something amazing happened. His children, whom he thought would be the most disappointed, were the most supportive. Father, let's do that. His wife wanted to go on the trip, but agreed as well, because that's what her children wanted. His children exclaimed, "What a father we have!" The children acknowledged their father and happily obeyed. This is a true forum. Those who have seen the worth of staking their lives. Revelations chapter 2, verse 10. Do not fear what you are about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and for 10 days you will have tribulation. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Even now, Satan is systematically destroying the church. Church officers who have seen this spiritual fact will realize the worth of staking their lives. This can be accomplished by devoting their lives that they'll live only once. They are the secret squad who have staked their lives, the remnant ministry who have pledged their lives for remnants, and the holy mason who, for the sake of church construction, fight in the mason war. There is a final opportunity that will come to them. What is that final opportunity? Number one, the value of time and devotion. Those who have seen the worth of staking their lives also know the value of time and devotion. Even if people don't acknowledge them, they still serve the church because of what they saw in the past, what they see in the present, and what they'll see in the future. In the midst of spiritual disasters, they'll give their correct devotion to God. Elder Jethro, who emerged from the age of the Exodus, David, who came out of 14 generations that went to war, and Obadiah, who staked and devoted his life in the midst of spiritual disasters, were witnesses. Number two, those who know the life movement. Those who have staked their lives know the life movement. The root of the life movement is Christ. As they look at the stump that is above the roots, they can give their devotion so that new sprouts can emerge. In time, the sprouts will become a large tree and form a forest of life. This is the reason for their devotion. As a result, they have experienced answers that will undoubtedly be fulfilled. These are answers that you must not lose hold of. You only have one life to live. Consider this the last opportunity to save the age, the church, and the remnant. Dear God, help me to live a life of devotion by staking my life on the works that you desire. Help me understand what true value is and to stake my life on what is eternal. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.